Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see the guy over the weekend that blasted himself up into space?
No, but I did read about it. I heard it didn't land. He didn't land well.
No, he didn't do so well. Yeah. Here's a wacky guy. He builds a rocket in his garage. And then he decides he's going to launch himself up into the air. And when he jets himself into the air, the reason he's going up is because he wants to see for himself. He thinks the world is flat.
Exactly. So he's going to go above the earth line or wherever he goes.
So he can see over the edge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He thinks it's flat. It looks like a disc of some type, like a frisbee.
Right. Does he not see the moon the way the moon is?
I don't know. Huh. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, that could be a frisbee, too.
Well, you kind of see when the moon has an eclipse, you kind of see how it's...
Yeah, but we're seeing one side, is all I'm saying. Okay. There's no proof anywhere, Jamie. Okay. There are people that believe the world is flat.
Yes.
This guy built himself a rocket, he strapped himself in, and shoom, off he goes. He went up about 2,000 feet before he crashed back down.
Yeah, isn't he hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, would he break everything?
Pretty much.
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know if he thought it completely out. Don't know if there was a parachute. I really don't know what happened there. But when you look at the pictures, the video is great. There's a video. He shoots a video of this thing. The rocket takes off like a bat out of hell, man. It's a good rocket. He built a very good rocket. And then when it gets to about, I don't know, 1,800 feet or so, it peters out.
It just peters out.
It peters out. And then he just like a rock right back down to Earth.
Is he going to live?
I'm not sure. The last video and picture I saw of him, he was laid out on a stretcher.
Ooh.
Didn't look good.
Didn't look good.
Didn't look good at all.
I still think the most amazing jump I've ever seen is that guy, that Red Bull guy. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what... my God, that...
From space?
Yes!
Yeah, he jumped from space.
He jumped from space. That blew my mind.
His was thought out better, though. When you've got a sponsor like Red Bull, you can pull that crap off. When you're just building a rocket in your garage... And by the way, where do you get the parts for that? Amazon?
I don't know. Well, what parts?
To build a rocket like that.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, this was a bona fide rocket.
I'm going to say it's fabrication. I'm going to say you have to bring in a fabricator.
Yeah.
Yeah, a guy with a welding torch.
Well, it didn't work out.
Yeah.
I don't know if he actually, they haven't been able to talk to the guy yet because he's been knocked out. So I don't know if he actually saw over the edge of Earth. And he can
prove? If he only saw 2,000 feet. Not if he only...
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, he didn't see. Yeah. He had a better chance.
It did work out. No. We got to post the video. The video, I know the guy got hurt, but it's dumb. I mean, it's really dumb, but it's pretty cool to watch.
Well, it's not...
It's cool to watch because you just picture, you can see the rocket, and to know some guy like Wile E. Coyote is strapped to this thing. It's like something out of a cartoon.
Yeah.
A man is strapped to this rocket, and he's going to go up, and he's going to look over the edge of the Earth. There's something wacky about that.
You know, that brings me back to a horrible memory of Denver, Colorado, when this place was so famous, because I remember sitting in Los Angeles watching the play-by-play of that little boy up in that spaceship.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, he was in a balloon.
Yeah, in a balloon.
Balloon boy. Yeah, it was Balloon Boy right here.
Yeah. I literally sat on my couch watching Colorado for hours.
Oh, we were freaking out, man. Yeah. I remember being on the air that morning when Balloon Boy was supposedly up in the air and about to go off into space, and his dad was tracking him, and the authorities didn't know how to get him down. Did he shoot down the balloons? It was crazy.
Yeah, it was. It was. And whatever happened to that guy? Did they move away?
He's still a scammer.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
oh.
The guy's been trying to scam. Not necessarily scam. He's on to like...
Didn't he make back scratchers?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
He would cut a slice of wood and you'd bolt it to your wall and you'd scratch your back.
He's been somewhat of an entrepreneur and trying different gimmicks. He does a lot of gimmicks, that's
okay.
It. Okay. Just like this was a gimmick. Turned out that the little boy was never in the balloon.
Ever!
He was in some attic somewhere playing along with the joke.
I know.
But that was crazy,
too. That was crazy. People are weird.
People are weird, man.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.